Great.
Doing great, John.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Gals.
So, I guess, just what's this day been like for you, John? Kind of knew it was coming, I guess, since last week, but what's the day been like for you?
It's been pretty incredible. It's been pretty special. The entire weekend coming back here and seeing a lot of old people and old friends. But more than anything, you know, as I mentioned in this speech, as a player, I think you live in the moment so much. You try to, and you don't look ahead and you don't look back. And so the opportunity in the last couple of days to really reflect on what I loved about the game and the opportunity to play for two unbelievable organizations in two great cities and in front of two great fan bases has been pretty cool. And you remember a lot of great things and fond memories, and it's been pretty special.
What's next for you?
You know, I don't, you know, I don't know exactly, but you know, I've been humbled. A lot of opportunities have come my way. I'm doing a game for Fox next week, and I'm looking forward to that. You know, I do know I love this game, and really think I want to stay involved with it some way. And if that's through doing it, you know, being an analyst or whatnot, then I look forward to that.
What game is that going to be?
That's it's Jacksonville versus Minnesota down in Jacksonville.
John, we don't have statistics to measure like we do on the offensive side. What would you say were your best years? When you played personally, you were at your best.
Oh gosh, you know, I think looking back, I think I probably, you know, my prime years were you know, around 2000, probably in there. I mean, there's some years I really really played well. You know, but you go to Denver, and I did some different things that I never did in Tampa. You know, they allowed me to rush the passer there and did some fun things there. I stopped getting interceptions once I went to Denver for some reason. you know, to me, the game's a whole lot more than statistics. And you know, one of the things I feel so fortunate, and, you know, Tony Dungy talked about it, Monty Kiffin, early in my career, that I never really liked the name safety because it sounded like, I don't know, kind of, you know, you're being safe out there or whatnot. But I think that the nature of that comes because they used to just strictly be the last line of defense. And I remember Tony coming down from Minnesota and saying, hey, we're going to do some things that are going to change the way this position's played forever. And you're going to be at the forefront of that. And you got an opportunity to do some real special things. And, you know, I take great pride now and that's the thing I always loved about the position. At times you were asked to be a defensive lineman. At times you were asked to be a linebacker. At other times you were asked to cover like a cornerback. And so they asked a lot, but I always loved that challenge. And, I take pride in when you see the great safeties of today, the Polamalus, the Bob Sanders, the Ed Reeds, that do all those things so well that maybe you had a little part in the evolution of that position.
John, when you look back at your Broncos career, first of all, when you came here, what did you really expect in your mind, you know, for the second phase of your career in Denver?
Out to Denver? You know, I expected, just like I said today, to win a championship. I really did. I looked for a couple things, you know, a place where I thought my family would enjoy living and that would be great for my family. But I really, you know, if you remember the teams I was talking to at the time, it was the New England Patriots and the New York Jets and Denver. And those were teams that I all thought, you know, had a chance. In the end, I really had a great feeling in Denver, but I thought we could win a championship, and you know, that's my only regret is that we didn't get that done.
Personally, though, did you think you had four Pro Bowl years left in you? I mean, you're coming off the neck, and I know you're worried about that and everything.
Yeah, you know, I had some question whether I could play again. You know, I had had such a miserable experience that, you know, the great thing about the neck, it wasn't like something that bothered me years and years. I had one year where it was just unbelievably miserable, and yeah, there was some question in my mind. I had Dr. Watkins, a great doctor, say, you know what, you're going to be just fine. But having someone tell you that, and even the best, and he's the best at what he does, and then actually believing it, you know, and that's what I've told Mike and Mr. Bowen. They weren't the only ones that were going to, but they somewhat took a leap of faith that I would be all right, and they trusted me when I told them that I would be. And like I said, I didn't even know I would, and so that was pretty cool. And to go out there you know, go to four Pro Bowls, and I think the thing I'm proudest of, I was captain all 4 years, and you know, the fact that, you know, they had some great veterans there and that they thought enough of me to put me out there, that was pretty special.
John, they've had some issues this year at safety, some injuries this year at safety. Were there any regrets of walking away?
No, you know, as I said in the speech today, I think there was, and I'm sure some of you guys were around me, and it's something I had never done, and I was almost disappointed in myself for even bringing it up, but I started thinking about retirement at the end of last year, and, you know, you get up there in years, and at the end of the season, you ask yourself, just kind of, oh, logistically, you say, all right, do I want to do this again? And always there was no question. Last year there really was a question. And I think for me, more than anything, I didn't say this today, I meant to, it was, could I summon the focus that it takes to really play at a high level week in, week out, day in, day out? And for the first time in my career, there was question in my mind. And so now I think back to some of the way things you know, went down in Denver, and I think those things all played a big part in that.
John, what went into the decision to retire as both a Buccaneer and a Bronco?
Well, some people thought it was, you know, trying to be politically correct or whatnot, but I played for two great organizations, and you know, I was retiring as a football player, and I had great memories with two organizations. Now, I played 11 years here and won a Super Bowl. I played almost three times the length of my time in Denver, so I felt like it was fitting that I come down here, but I think it... You know, as I told Mr. Bolin, hey, you guys will certainly be represented because that's what's in my heart. And, you know, my family still lives in Denver. It's a place we may call home the rest of our lives, and everybody was wonderful. And so I wanted to make sure that they were represented, and I keep on saying it, but that's what was in my heart.
Hey, John, the Republicans out here are already looking for new congressional candidates. Your name's come up. You have any interest in politics?
Oh, man, I can say, you know, when I went out and did the speeches for Senator McCain and Governor Palin, you do get a little charge out of that. But, you know, I think you've got to be so committed to doing that, and it's a great sacrifice. I've always admired that about them. And I won't close the door on anything, but I think I haven't given serious consideration to that, no.
What would you say were your two greatest hits, biggest hits?
You know, my favorite hit, I don't think it was my greatest hit, but my favorite hit is 96 playoffs. Tampa was playing the Detroit Lions, and, you know, we were in the division with Barry Sanders, and he was such a tough player to play against, and no one could ever hit him. He was hard to touch, let alone hit, and he never got hit hard because he had this weird way of, he was so low and never would let anyone get a shot on him. And I finally had that opportunity where I had guys on both sides of him, and there was nowhere for him to go, and I got him. And I think that goes down as my favorite hit. There were other ones that I think people enjoy more, but that to me kind of had significance.
John, if you're asked to do a Broncos game this year as an analyst, how difficult or easy would that be?
You know, I'm having to put myself in that frame of mind of calling it like you see it, and you know, hey, I root for those guys, and so that would be difficult, but I would enjoy it. I know the team well, and proud of the way they're playing right now. I think you know, to be 6-4 with all the injuries they've had, it's pretty phenomenal.
John, in your speech, you talked about your rookie season. You had, like, Barry Sanders, John Elway in the league. How much has the game changed from then until now?
That's a great question. And you know, the thing that I love about this game, and I kind of mentioned that, you know, people sometimes think that, you know, the guys are different, all that. But I think the great thing is football's a tremendous equalizer because all the pomp and circumstances goes out the door. You better, you know, earn your respect in this league, and you have to. And if you're, you know, all you're doing is talking, it will expose you. And I think, you know, the thing that I see is there's cyclical things that happen. For instance, when I first came in the league, the run and shoot was big in offenses, and so there were small receivers. You know, now you see, you know, so positions and, you know, attacks, you know, you're starting to see the spread offense again, and so things like that change. But the game, I think, is so wonderful because it will never completely change. It's football, and that's pretty remarkable to me.
John, did you give any thought of asking around to see if you could get in a camp next year, or what did that enter into it at all?
Next year?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't think of that. You know, as I said today, I knew the day I left New England and I came home, you know, Coach Belichick offered me an opportunity to be on the team, but kind of painted a worst-case scenario of what might happen, inactive and things of that nature. And I said, you know what, Coach, I think I'm going to go home and be with my family. And that night, Lynn and I talked, and I said, Lynn, I think I'm done. And, you know, there was perception that I think a lot of people think is reality, that I was waiting around. And I wanted to keep all options open because, as I mentioned in my speech, I wanted to make sure that when I retired, it was for good. You know, you watch a lot of people retire, and then there they are back, and I have nothing against that. But I always knew that when I wanted to say I was done, I wanted to be done, you know, I made sure that that was the case, and those thoughts were still there, and so I went ahead and did it.
John, what do you think it says about your time here that, you know, even though you're only here 4 years, that you do have some kind of a legacy here and, you know, became so popular around here in a short time compared to your Tampa days?
I was, my family and I have always, you know, been grateful and humbled by the reception we got there and the way people treated us. And it's a terrific organization, and, you know, it's a place that I got a special feeling about when I was visiting teams, you know, only, you know, that feeling only heightened in our time there. And you know, it's a great place, and made great friends, and like I said, you know, we're living there, and so it's a big part of our family.
John, how important is the Hall of Fame to you? And given how few safeties are in there, how do you like your chances?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be tremendously humbling. I'd never had the opportunity to go. I'd played in the Hall of Fame game, but that one year, you know, my first year in Denver, I believe, we had the opportunity when John went in. We were there, and Barry Sanders had invited me, and, you know, I went over and watched that. And I think just what it represents, you guys know how much I like this. I love this league and everything it stands for, and that's the best of the best. So to even be considered is extremely humbling in terms of what my chances are. I don't know. I mentioned today that, you know, Herm Edwards used to say, every time you go on that field, autograph your performance. And I tried to do that for 15 years, and if it's good enough, it's good enough. But, you know, I don't make those decisions. I did my part, and we'll see where that goes.
John, what should the criteria be for a safety to get in?
You know, I don't even know that. I think, you know, people that make a case for me, you know, often say that, you know, he was instrumental in changing the way that position's played, you know, and I talked about that a little in my speech. You know, Tony and those guys came in and said, hey, we're going to do some things that are going to change the way this position's played forever. And so you take some pride in that. And, you know, it's always neat for me to see now. Used to be you grabbed a safety in a third, fourth, fifth round. Wasn't really high on people's draft priority. And now you're seeing year in, year out, guys are being taken high in the first round. And so you take pride. It seems like every year in the playoffs someone steps up at that position. And you can really take over games, I think, because you're asked to do so much. I take a tremendous amount of pride in that.
John, Mike Shanahan said you were like having a coach in a locker room. Do you ever see yourself getting in that part of the business?
I can tell you I would love it, but the part I wouldn't love, I mean, in part, I think, as I said, you know, could you summon the energy and the focus to go on? And part of that was I kept, you know, having this feeling that I need to be around more for my family. And so I think... you know, I know as much as players work and dedicate themselves, in terms of hours, coaches do two times of that. And so I don't see myself doing that now. You know, down the line, I don't know, but not right now.
John, what's retired life like for a guy who, you know, spent his entire life in football?
I'm fired up for a lot of new things. You know, I got to admit, and I have to Mr. Bowen, you know, even though he told me when I first got there, no skiing, you know, I snuck out a couple times, but I'm looking forward to doing a lot of that and just whatever challenges come my way. I've always liked challenges, and there's part of it that's a little, gives you some anxiety because, you know, I like certainty in my life, and there's not a lot of certainty right now, but that's a good thing. It's because there's a number of different options and routes I can take, and I don't know what it's going to be, but I know they're all good options, and I look forward to it.
Was it odd, especially early in the year, though, watching on Sundays especially, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, I struggled with it a little bit. But every time I would struggle, I'd ask myself, you know, has that changed the reasons that you think it might be time to be done? And the answer was no. My wife, Linda, one time we were talking early in the year, and she said, John, you're going to love it 10 years from now. You're always going to love it. And believe me, I wish I could play forever. But I always knew... you know, the way it felt and the way I approached each season, and something was different this time. And you know, some people said, "Well, do you regret having gone through the camp and all that?" And I don't think so. I don't have any regrets. It confirmed in my heart that it was time to be done. And you know, that's where I'm at.
John, do you expect your foundation to continue doing what it's been doing in terms of scholarships and so forth here in Denver?
Absolutely. It was our goal here in Tampa to endow those so they can go on. That's our goal in Denver. We're close to doing that. But you maybe don't have the platform now that you're not playing. I used to have my TV show and things that you could do things to promote your foundation and whatnot. But really, it's not about that. It's about what those kids represent. And we're going to still do our programs. We're going to still, Frankly, I feel like I can spend more time with it now, and I look forward to that.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.